This is GQDN for January 27th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. They're very delicious. Delicious, delicious stuff. Yummies. Yummy, 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 yummy. If you do, you put in the promo code QUEST and you get 25% off your purchase. Lots of good stuff there. There's also some good stuff on patreon.com/thegroupquest. Okay, sentences are incoherent sometimes. But patreon.com/thegroupquest, and you get to see all the content that we produced, and you can find out how you can influence the content that we make. There you go. And by stackup.org. Excellent, excellent community. In today's news, we have The Rise of the Ronin release on PC coming. Got a little bit of Xbox news and a little bit of Nintendo news as well. But today we begin with Ubisoft, because according to Eurogamer, Ubisoft 2 stories, Eurogamer 2 stories. Coincidence? We'll find out. Ubisoft has laid off 185 staff members, and that's across the business. And Ubisoft will close the UK studio based in Lymington. Now, some of the staff members in Lymington will be retained under some remote contracts. But the Ubisoft offices in Dusseldorf, Stockholm, and the Ubisoft Reflections will be downsized. Now, Dusseldorf was formerly named Blue Byte. Well, that's the offices that was in Dusseldorf. So Ubisoft did talk to Eurogamer and said, quote, "As a part of our ongoing efforts to prioritize projects and reduce costs that ensure long-term stability at Ubisoft, we have announced targeted restructuring at Ubisoft Dusseldorf, Ubisoft Stockholm, and Ubisoft Reflections, and the permanent closure of Ubisoft Lymington site. Unfortunately, this would impact 185 employees overall. We are deeply grateful for their contributions and are committed to supporting them through this transition." Back in 2022, Ubisoft had 20,279 people employed. By the end of September 2024, Ubisoft has employed 18,666 employees. But that's not the only thing that Ubisoft did. Once again, according to Eurogamer, they had to respond to a claim that there's press content for Assassin's Creed Mirage. Why? Because there's an investment of the Saudi Arabia's public investment fund. Now, that went to a French newspaper called Les Echos, and Ubisoft boss Guillemot did secure the PIF funding during a meeting that they had last month in Saudi Arabia. So Eurogamer had to give another statement about this story. Said, quote, "We'll decline to comment. We're focused on finishing Assassin's Creed Shadows and excited for players to get to play on it on 20th of March. Now, we do know that the PIF has shares in a lot of different companies, and that is to diversify their country's assets. But Ubisoft has also been seeking some investments because the company is discussing its future with Chinese stakeholders Tencent. We shall see if there's a DLC for Mirage." Ubisoft didn't deny anything, neither is a congressman. Okay, usually we don't talk about politics here, but when a congressman, according to PC Gamer, calls for a government ban on Chinese routers, yeah, we should say something about it. Now, these are two U.S. Congress people, and they did call for a ban of the TP-Link devices, the routers. And one of those people is Representative Raja, here we go, Krishnamurthy. I do apologize if I butchered the name. And Raja was talking to CNBC on why he thinks the routers are national security threat, and why there was also no action taken when the concerns were raised to the U.S. Department of Commerce in 2024. Quote, "I'm not aware of any plans to get them out. The PRC has very intent to collect this data on Americans, and they will. Why give them another backdoor? I'm wondering whether something similar needs to be done, at least in regards to national security agencies, Department of Defense and Intelligence. It just doesn't make any sense for the U.S. government to be buying the routers." End quote. And he also did say, to back this up, that he would not buy a TP-Link router and not have it at his house. But what could be linked to that router? To any router? How about a Switch 2? According to NintendoLife.com, an Italian site did list a Switch 2 pre-order for just 15 euros more than the OLED. Now, not to misread this, is 15 euros more than the Switch OLED. And the Switch pre-orders were put on a limit and went live for about 365 euros. When the Switch OLED showed up, it was 350 euros. Now, this does not mean that that'll be the final price point. This could just be a placeholder, and that's according to the site. Because they did the math, and they said that 365 euros, basically about 307 pounds, for the US would be 384 bucks. Now, some of the other analysts are predicting a higher price for the console, but no one is predicting 800 euros, because that's where PlayStation 5 came out with. Or PlayStation 5 Pro came out with. I'm sorry, it's PlayStation 5 Pro. So what will the price point be? That might be a window. But that's okay, because some people were looking at the Switch 2 and they found some music. Well, it's a musical Super Mario Bros. Easter egg. And that was done in the trailer via GamesRadar.com. What did they find? Well, there's a Spanish Twitch streamer called Elski, and they found a Super Mario Bros. Easter egg within the Switch 2 reveal trailer. Now, to find it, you'd have to slow it down, reverse it, then listen very intently. Because if you do, you might find some references within the trailer. And Elski did play a snippet of the Switch 2 trailer and said, quote, "This wasn't chosen by chance. The sound appears in many Super Mario games when you press pause. There are the notes E, C. These notes are also iconic because they are the first notes played in the main theme of Super Mario Brothers." Finding music in the trailer, huh? Okay, let's go to Xbox, shall we? Because PlayStation Lifestyle said that the Xbox boss, Phil Spencer, was saying, get used to the ports, guys. More PlayStation ports. Because a journalist called Destin Ligery was talking to Spencer, and he did ask the Xbox boss whether or not Starfield could remain exclusive on Xbox. So he put that question up on Twitter. Destin, quote, "Phil Spencer on Starfield exclusivity. Destin, can you solidify that Starfield is staying put for the time being? Spencer, no." Now, in a separate interview with Game Tag Radio, Phil Spencer said that Microsoft is not giving up on the hardware. For the quote, "Whether it's cloud, whether it's PC, whether it's handheld, whether it's phone, whether it's PlayStation, even Nintendo, expect our games to show up in more and more places." End quote. More and more titles. So we're going to stick with consoles because Steam Deck OLED is being praised by PC Games N. But they also said be careful, because a modder took a look at the Steam Deck, removed the screen and controller, and they compressed it down to a single box chassis called Steam Brick. And they broke it all down and put it into a 3D printed box and put it back together. And they built a carrying case, some glasses, all to go with it. For some reason, the song pops in my head, "It's Too Good to Be True." Just be careful if you see something like this. By the way, if you want the Steam Deck OLED 1TB, it's at $830 on Newegg. That is a sale. Okay, only $4 off. $5 off. But hey, it's still a sale. That's all right, we go back to PC Gamer because they said that the MSI said the supply of the RTX 5090 cards will be very tight. And that'll be a limited supply of GPUs from NVIDIA. So if you're looking for a GeForce RTX 5090, the partner MSI did say that the cards will have limited availability due to an insufficient number of GP202 GPUs from NVIDIA. Now, the news may not be a shock to all the graphics card enthusiasts, because this isn't a rumor or a leak. It was an official statement by MSI. So if MSI is saying it, they know something. Let's not end on a serious note, because via the Blizzard website, they were talking about how you can make a video game. And they were going and they were interviewing her on how she became a producer. Like how she got a start at Blizzard. I'm talking about Caitlin Dodson. It's how Caitlin got her start there at Blizzard. And how she became a game producer. And how you would approach a new project. Go check that out if you wish. Pretty cool interview. In-house interview, mind you, but still pretty cool. But if you're looking for The Rise of Ronin, to coming to PC, Gamatsu says it'll be coming to PC on March 11th. $50. It'll be on Steam. So go have fun with it. This has been a Dawn Ports production 2025. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.